And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going over our friends, Free FM, coming out of Kirikirira, going throughout the Waikato on 89.0. And today on the show, we will be joined in a little while by Tanya from the Whangarau Environment Centre to talk about the growers' markets, which is once again starting this Friday. So that's exciting. So we'll have a chat to her soon. We'll probably do some weather and guarding throughs, things like that as time goes by. In the meantime, I'm going to play for you Otis Redding covering Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
But I know
Otis Redding there with the change is going to come in. It's weather time now here on the Over the Fence show. And high pressure continues to move off Aotearoa to our east. And this means windy nor'westers in some regions today. As this happens, a low pressure zone will form along the western coastline of the country. And this will help feed in rain or showers to many regions. So a bit of rain coming up, folks. And looking at the map, it's this big high out into the Pacific, and another one kind of just to the north of Tassie, and the winds and everything like that is coming kind of just off the western coast up through the Tassie, and then from the other high in the Pacific, it's coming down sort of over Aotearoa. So rain, there's going to be heavy rain, it's going to set into the southern half of the west coast and will spread into other western and northwestern areas of the South Island as well. And colder rain moves into Southland and Otago. Here in the North Island, showers are most likely to be in northern-facing regions like the Bay of Plenty and up north. The wind is going to be nor'west winds that will strengthen further over eastern parts of Aotearoa from about Christchurch, Wellington to Gisborne, and mild nor'westerlies for northern New Zealand and colder south-southeasterlies in the lower South Island. Colder air moves into Southland Otago, but those further north are generally warmer than but the temperatures are dropping down there. And tomorrow there's going to be a large area of low pressure, which is going to deepen around the country. And a subtropical airflow dragged down behind the departing high pressure zone will help feed rain, maybe heavy rain, into eastern South Island and also around the East Cape and the North Island, of course. And elsewhere, showers and patchy rain are possible Friday. High pressure surrounds the low in the Tassie, and that helps break up the rain bands, and large dry areas return to the North Island and likely across the Upper South Island. But hard to say what will actually happen. The weekend coming up, the low is going to move into New Zealand from the Tassie, bringing rain and showers, and then it basically falls apart, and there might be some patchy nor'westerly flows in its wake. So quite a busy weather situation. And what can we expect in the Waikato this week? 20 degrees the high expected today. High tomorrow expected is 15, and then pretty solidly 17 for the rest of the week. Nighttime temperatures, 13 tonight, 8 tomorrow night, then 10 Friday, then 12, then 15 Sunday, then 13. So that's different. Monday, Tuesday, then like 10 degrees again on Wednesday. And it's kind of cloudy today. Yeah, and it is cloudy here in Whangarei today, no doubt about that. Doesn't kind of feel like rain, but there may be. I think later on this afternoon, expecting rain. Tomorrow, some showers, sunny patches. Maybe some showers Friday, Saturday, showers, sunny patches. Sunday, Monday, rain, then again to a bit of sun, bit of rain into early next week. And the winds are nor'easterly today. West nor'westerly tomorrow, nor'easterly once more on Friday, then northerly Saturday, nor'westerly into next week from Sunday on. There's a chance of rain pretty much every day, 90 and 80% chance over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Humidity today is 77% or 63%, depending where you look. Always a bit of variation in that one. And the sun rose this morning at 6:55 and will set at 7:26 this evening. The length of visible light is 13 hours and 23 minutes. Actual day length is 12 and a half hours. Tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 25 seconds longer than it is today. And it is New Moon Day. And that will rise, or did rise, at 6:35 this morning. Will set at 6:52 p.m. So you might not be able to see it because it's 0% illuminated. So, yes, New Moon as well. I guess an eclipse too. I remember reading somewhere. But there is some weather for you. And now I'm going to play for you a request. For Trina, hope you're listening out there, Trina, and you wanted to hear the song by Exile called Kiss You All Over. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. been thinking about you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips, I wanna be a fantasy, yeah. You, babe, don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. All over, all over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. No one else could ever make. Everything you do, 'cause baby, no one does it quite like you. I love you, I need you. I wanna kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over.
And that, folks, was Exile with Kiss You All Over to Trina. Hope you enjoyed that one, Trina. And now we are joined on the line by our guest for today, Tanya. Kia ora, Tanya.
Kia ora.
How'd you be today?
Craig, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on once again.
Yeah, no, good to be here.
And how's things in Kirikiriroa today?
Oh, I've been in the garden, I've been with the bees. Yeah, it's a good day.
Excellent. And we're on here primarily to chat about the return of the Growers Market this Friday. That's exciting, Tanya.
It is. It's our fourth season.
Already.
And we start already. And we start this Friday. And because it's our first Friday after daylight saving, so it gives us that bit of extra daylight to hopefully we can be outside, because we all love being outside on the church green. And
that's on Stuart Street, that is, folks. Yep.
Yep, Stuart Street, yep, in between the hall and the church. That's where we love to be. And if the weather is not favourable, we'll be in the church hall, the Stuart Street Hall, and we just have to do a shout-out for the Raglan Congregational Church, who have made us so welcome and really, really supported us to be in that space.
It's a beautiful space too down there.
It is. It's amazing.
Yes. And how many growers have you got interested this summer coming up, this season coming up?
Well, it's always a little bit. We've got our normal main ones. It's usually a bit of a slow start with the food growers, because some of you who are vegetable growers, we're sort of just in that transition stage where we're finishing off our winter crops and we're heading into our spring crops. There's a bit of a lull, so I haven't got all our stallholders there, but we'll have our favourites. We'll have Shy yes. with all his wonderful vegetables.
Yes.
We've got Pauline Dognis with her lovely honey. We have macadamias. And some others who haven't quite confirmed yet. But I also know for ready-to-eat food, yes. we'll have empanadas.
Ooh.
And Raglan falafels. And we should have Chai Araha with their lovely vibe.
Okay.
Their beautiful chai and their beautiful vibe. And, yeah, there's space for people to relax and connect.
Yes, it's a bit of a social gathering, really, isn't it? You know, apart from boring your veggies, everyone sits around, has a chat, and it's great, isn't it, like that?
It is. And it's just lovely how people have encouraged that to happen. It really is the community that have brought all their skills and ideas to this market.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, 4 years, are you saying? This is the fourth year.
Four years.
How cool is that?
4 years. Mm. It is pretty good. We're going to have stallholders bringing seedlings and plants. So, yeah, definitely start coming down and booking it into your weekly routine.
Yes, indeed. Daylight savings, of course. Yeah, I was wondering why it hasn't started. But, yeah, like you say, it is that transition stage. Still a lot of leeks and cabbages and things like that around, aren't there?
Everyone's
growing at the moment.
So you won't be disappointed.
Yes. And that starts at what time?
5 o'clock.
Yes.
And we're pretty strict because we want to give our growers plenty of time to set up and make sure that they're relaxed.
Yes.
And it just helps everyone enjoy the market. So we start at 5, not before, yes. and we go until 7.
All right. And the numbers last year, Tanya, what were they kind of up to, do you remember?
Oh, we were having regular 200 plus. I think even just pre-Christmas we had a 350 numbers of customers,
wow,
people coming through. I mean,
it's a lot
huge.
Of folks, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of folk. And even when we were in the hall during the, the early part of winter, we were getting 150, quite common.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Great numbers, eh?
It is fantastic numbers.
So it shows the community's well behind supporting our local growers, which is great.
They are. And remember too, if you're a backyard grower or you're just wanting to test the waters of what it's like to be a market gardener, come and talk to me. We have some good options. We're one of the cheapest markets out there. So stall fees are really cheap because we're wanting to encourage growers, and also you're allowed to share a stall if you've only got, if you've got a neighbour or a friend, you're welcome to share a stall, and you're also welcome to, if you've just got a very small amount that's going to be less than a third of a trestle table, you can join in with the what we call community stall
just put out
your abundance for that week and just see how it goes. Yeah.
And the community table is usually well populated too, isn't it, Tanya?
It is. It's a good crowd of backyard growers who just have one or two things, types of crops that they want to sell and share, and it's lots of fun.
Yes, indeed. And talking about things gardening that you're involved with, Tanya, a few exciting things happening down in the community gardens too, behind the police station down there on Wienera Street.
Yeah, we've got a pretty productive garden down there, and we've got some wonderful community gardeners, including some really committed families with young children. And in response to that, listening to what they wanted some more kid-friendly spaces. So we are having fun trialing out a, I'm not too sure what we should call it, Craig, because you're part of that community garden as well.
Yes.
Not too sure whether it's an enchanted walkway, an obstacle course, an imaginative play area, but
maybe a little bit of all of these things, Tanya.
All of those things. So we start. We've got Savannah is helping us design it. It's one of the young people, and she's started a pathway through the trees and the bushy area of the community garden down there.
Yes.
And so it's going to be sort of a little discovery pathway. I'm really excited about it.
Yes.
I don't know what it's going to turn into.
No. And we shall see. But it'll be fun anyway.
Yes. Do we need anything? Do we need to do a call out for any resources?
I think we need to sort of have a bit more of a little thinky think about how it's all going to look first, but the options are endless. Maybe ideas from folks, Tanya, maybe even.
Yeah, that would be good. I was thinking some stepping stones or some, stumps, tree stumps. Chopped down that we could have as a bit of an obstacle course.
Yes, or even like a rope strung between a couple of stumps or something. Options are endless. Yes. Maybe not call out for anything just yet until we sort of get a bit further down. But, a couple of stumps would always be handy, wouldn't they, Tanya? So
it would be.
If you do have any stumps lying around, listeners, that are happy to donate to the community gardens, get a hold of Tanya, and that's easily done through the Whangarau Environment Centre website, I presume, Tanya?
Yes, you can do that.
So it'd be Tanya, Tanya at
Whangarau? Or Tanya at Whangarau. .org.nz.
Yes, there we go. And also crop swaps rolling along, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, I believe.
I'm not too sure.
I'm pretty sure that's next Sunday, folks. So, get along to that too. That's at the bowling where local gardeners, again, share crops and stories and things like that. The bowling club they ring the bell, I think, just before 10 o'clock. So that's next Sunday morning. And also, land sharing and growing together. We've touched on this a couple of times in the past, Tanya. How's that coming along?
It's going really well. The first group out at Te Uku, they had a wananga working bee last Sunday, talking about kumara and how they were planting it and how they were working together. And I went along to that, and there was a really good crowd. At one time, I think there was about 30 people there, all learning about growing kumara and sharing their skills and sharing their mahi. And, they managed to also, after the little talking and workshop, people stayed around and created, I think it was 150 mounds for the kumara tipu, which will be planted at the beginning of November.
Wow, that's a lot of mounds.
It's going to be good. They've already got onions planted, and I think pumpkins are going to be seedlings are going to be sown soon.
Right. And the tipus go in the ground, did you say, start of November is the time, is it?
Yeah, I think that's what they're planning to do, yep.
Interesting. Oh, well, that'll be great seeing how that one rolls along. Good numbers too, Tanya. Yes.
It is.
But you're still on the lookout for other people who maybe want to go into a land sharing thing on their place, Tanya?
Yes, so if you go onto our website and under, so that's whangaroa www.thefinchshow.org.nz.
Yes.
And if you go under What We Do,
yes,
right at the bottom there of this amazing list of what Whangaroa Environment Centre is
up to. There's a lot of stuff
there,
yes.
There is a title called Sharing Land to Grow Food.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Sharing Land to Grow Food, it says, calling food growers and landowners, join our land sharing adventure, and you can actually fill in a little form online. And it goes, are you a landowner willing to share land? And you can fill it all in.
Yeah.
Are you a food grower without land? And you can fill in what you're wanting. And then what my role is to connect people.
Awesome. Yeah, some beautiful little picture on the page too, I see.
Mm?
Lovely picture, lovely photo down the bottom there too, I see on the page.
Oh,
there.
Yes. So that's our pumpkins from last year.
Yes.
So we have a property up at Wainui, Upper Wainui.
Mm.
It's a new property that the owners are wanting a team to share their land with them to grow crops. So that's really exciting. So they're wanting that to help them, develop the land and share the crops. So that would be really good.
Mm.
I'm really excited. My idea is that we have lots and lots of the shared growing examples, doing it different ways, growing different crops, supporting each other.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's always way more fun doing it in a group, you know?
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah.
Our experience has been it's been great for the tamariki to learn and connect and make friends.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you learn, you know, as adults even too, eh, off other people and that little tips and tricks and no doubt.
Yeah. Last year with the kumara growing at Te Uku, I learned so much. It was like doing an internship. It really was. It was amazing. Just so many people had such amazing in-depth knowledge and ideas.
Fantastic.
So it's great to get together.
All right. So look up the Whangaroa Environment Centre webpage if you're interested in either growing on shared land or have some land you may want to get some shared going happening on.
We'll
get a hold of Tanya at Whangaroa Environment Centre to have a discuss that further.
We forgot to talk about there's another shared food growing, a bit different, not about vegetables, but. There's a group of people that are sharing a flock of sheep.
That's right. Yes, there is, Tanya.
A small flock of sheep.
Yes.
And they're learning about animal husbandry and fencing and plumbing for water troughs and all those things that are associated with animal husbandry. So that's another example of getting together, sharing the workload and learning.
Absolutely. And there may be some workshops coming up there, possibly.
Yes.
As time goes by, I understand, Tanya.
I've heard some rumours.
Yes. Well, that's great. Is there anything else you want to add, Tanya?
No, I think that's fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show, Craig.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on the Over the Fence show, and have a lovely afternoon preparing to for visitors, and hope it all goes well, Tanya.
Okay. Thanks, Heath.
Thanks very much. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It was Tanya from the Whangaroa Environment Centre. And I'll come back after this one by Lucy Dacus called VBS.
In the summer of 07, I was sure I'd go to heaven, but I was hedging my bets at VBS. A preacher in a t-shirt told me I could be a leader. To build a fire and to spread the word. In the evening, everybody went into worship and we hands above our heads, reaching for God. Back in the cabin, snorting up meg. Bed, you were waiting for a revelation.
makes your heart beat fast and loud. There's nothing you can do, but the only thing you found, playing Slayer at full volume, helps to drown it out. Poetry was so bad, it took a lot to not laugh. You say that I showed you the light, but all it did in the end was make the dark feel darker than before. The dark feel darker than before.
That was Lucy Dacus there with her song BBS, and it's public service announcements time now here on the Over the Fence show. And I'll start with the Koha Kai up at the Community House happening today, as it does every Wednesday. And the lovely Denise has made a beautiful looking frittata and chickpea and cauliflower hot salad, and some beautiful breads up there as well for your eating pleasure today. So go up to the Community House and get stuck in some of that goodness, and if you can afford it, leave a bit of koha for the kai. And yes, that's happening from start up at 12, and it'll go till about 2 o'clock or something like that, probably. So you still got time to get up there and have yourself a feed if you'd like one. And also, I want to say that I saw down outside the museum, and he's here every 3 weeks, is Tai Toko Tane for men to. It's a caravan, and a black caravan and a black ute you'll see down there. So if you're a man and you need to want to have a chat to someone, you can go right up there and have a talk to the Tai Toko Tane guy down there outside the museum. Anyone welcome to that. And also this evening, John, this is men's group or men's circle, will be happening at the Old School Art Centre. So if you want to get there about 10 to 7, gives you a chance to sort of sit down and have a chat with some good men before you enter the circle. So that's happening tonight at the Old School Arts Centre at about 10 to 7. So if you can get down there get down there at 10 to 7 for a start at 7. So these are some of the things happening. And as always, Jasmine has put out the Aroha seed stands in the entrance way to the town hall here. And a few seeds in there. I haven't actually had a chance to have a look at them yet, but yep, a few seeds, seasonal seeds in there. And the tool library is open, put on by the Whangarā Environment Centre. And we will get to some gardening to-dos in a little while, probably after this one by Sneaky Feelings called Cry You Out of My Eyes.
It's true, I said I wouldn't cry. Didn't think I would, but my decision has had revision. I'm gonna cry until I've cleared my head. All I see is the hurt you left behind. That's why I'm crying. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry you out of my eyes. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry you out of my eyes. If I slept a wink, I must have blinked. I don't think a second ticked around. I didn't count. I sent a demon to my heart, sent him searching every part throughout, all of you out. I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna cry you out of my eyes. I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna cry you out of my eyes. If she's a pool of tears weighing down your heart, you better cry out of your eyes. If there's a pain and you don't know how to lose it, someone's gonna come along, show you. surprised. I closed my eyes and all I'd see was you. Sad but true. Well, now you tell me how you feel. You hate tears and pedal steel. Here, this one's for you. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry you out of my eyes. I'm gonna cry. Don't make me cry, 'cause if I cry, I'm gonna cry you out of my eyes. Don't make me cry.
Sneaky Feelings there with Cry You Out of My Eyes, and it's gardening to do's time now on the Over the Fence show. So what we can do in the garden is sow the seeds for amaranth, angelica, artichokes. We can plant the crowns of asparagus. We can sow the seeds for asparagus pea. You can start your basil in your seed trays, and you can sow the seeds for climbing and dwarf beans, beetroot, borage, and plant out your broccoli. Sow the seed for your burdock, plant out your cabbage. Sow the seeds for your Cape gooseberries, plant out your capsicum. Sow the seeds for your carrots, start your celeriac and celery undercover. You can plant, sow the seed of chicory, plant out your chili peppers. You can sow the seeds for Chinese cabbage and chives, plant your tubers of your chocos. You can sow the seeds of coriander, cucumber, daikon, dill. You can start your eggplants undercover, endives, fennel, sow the seeds, plant out French tarragon, plant the crowns of horseradish and Jerusalem artichoke, sow the seed of kohlrabi, plant out your leeks, sow the seeds of your lemon balms and lettuce. You can start your loofah undercover. You can also do the same with marrow and mint. You can plant out, sow the seeds of your mustard greens, New Zealand spinach, you can start undercover. Okra, start undercover also. Sow the seeds for oregano, parsley, pasta, and sow out your, plant your seed potatoes. Sow the seeds for your pumpkins and radishes, and plant your crowns of your rhubarbs. Sow the seeds for your rocket. You can start your rock melon undercover. Sow your seeds for your rosemary, sage, a salsify, summer savory, and winter savory. You can plant out silver beet, plant out strawberry plants. You can plant out sunflower and sweet corn. Sow the seeds. Sweet marjoram, you can start undercover, plant your crowns of your sweet potato or kumara, of course. Plant out your thyme and tomatoes, already far out. So the seeds of your turnips, start your watermelon seeds up. You can plant out the tubers for your yacons and your yams. And start undercover your zucchinis. So that's one list of things. There will be a couple of double ups here, but also there won't be. And we'll rip through this one as well. There's alyssum, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicums, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisy, dianthus eggplant, feijoas, fuchsia, gerbera, gladiolus, impatiens, kumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, marigolds, mesclun, oranges, pansy, viola, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, poppy, potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket, rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, strawberries, sweet peas, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. Yeah, there's plenty to do that time of the year, isn't it, folks? So that's some gardening to-dos for you there. And now I'm going to play for you a song here by Johnny Marr live at the Crazy Face Factory. How soon is now?
Shyness that is criminal, and somewhere showing us that it's criminal. You shut your mouth, how can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else does.
Soon as now, that's Johnny Marr live at the Crazy Face Factory. I hope you enjoyed that one. And I've just been informed that the Bottom Laundromat in town is closed. So I don't know what the story is there, but that's what I just heard. Thank you, Suz, from out in the street. So yeah, the Bottom Laundromat's closed. So into an institution, I guess, down there. Now I'm going to play for you a song by the Phoenix Foundation called Nest Egg.
Our nest egg may be rotten, and all our dreams forgotten. But I am not downtrodden. I'm a floating. And you might say I'm a drifting, just a sifter out, sifting. But the point listening. On the way, and now my bow is a listing. There's no oil in my piston, and the shot I fire is missing.
Was the Phoenix Foundation here with their song Nest Egg. Hope you enjoyed it. And that's kind of it for the show today. And thank you once again for Tanya for joining the show. To remind everybody, of course, that this Friday from 5 o'clock, the Growers Market returns at Stewart Street, hopefully on the lawn outside the church hall. So get along to that if you want some lovely, freshly grown veggies and seedlings and things like that from our very talented local growers. And I hope you have a great week out there, folks, and look after yourselves, look after each other, and I'll be back again next week, and I'm going to go with this one here by The Temptations called Ball of Confusion. Have a great week out there, folks. Go get there.
Skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on.
preacher, and it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Control the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So round and round we go, where the world's headed, nobody knows.
That's the Beatles' new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction,
city inspectors, bill collectors,
hard-growing Indian man, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Let me hear, let me hear, let me hear.